through the Department of Justice, there is a program that will address the needs of people who are seeing, experiencing some tangible racial tension, stereotyping, racism, and this is what the program is about.
And so how did you feel like that first meeting went?
I was pleased at the number of people, both mayors, council members, community members, but here was my observation. There was more non-tribal people there than tribal. Too often, the victims of perceived assault are the ones who are screaming the loudest. And this was an indication, this was an example where they were not there to address it. The choir was there, those of us who are trying to do something. And again, with all due respect, people are busy. But we could have had a little bit more tribal input.
What were some of the current events that kind of prompted this need for this type of dialogue?
From a historical level, I think it's always been just the historical animosities that have existed between tribal people and border town places.
And then there was the shooting that happened recent months. Was it last July? Do you mind giving listeners just a little bit of history about that?
It was premeditated. This individual knew who he was gunning for. He made no claim to it. He chose two tribal members. This individual who committed that crime, and I will say it is a hate crime, albeit Wyoming doesn't have a hate crime statute or law, but this individual will receive the maximum penalty allowable. But the point being is that we have people who espouse that type of attitude, and that is extreme end of the continuum attitude directed towards tribal people.
Has that been building, like, you know, that we have had with the discussion over whether the city of Riverton falls within the
interior boundaries of the reservation?
Yeah, that language is always tricky.
I don't believe that what had happened, this particular incident, is a direct or indirect result of the EPA court action initiated by both tribes for the simple piece of making sure that our air is clean, because everybody needs air. It was totally misconstrued and blown out of proportion by the media, if I may. So what has happened here, yes, there's been historical animosities. It's a given, just read history. This is a social dilemma that is across America. So these race relations, tensions that we're seeing in Fremont County with Wind River Reservation and both cities is nothing new. It is certainly not a phenomena. This has been ongoing.
But what do you do when there are people like this guy who took a gun and walked into a detox center and shot Native Americans?
All we can do is, number one, react, because he had committed a terrible crime. But I venture to say that prior to his carrying out that act, his colleagues were probably aware through his words and actions that there was a serious behavioral change in him. And yet nobody within the city human resources supervisor said anything. Yet it is commonplace for people, what's the term on the street? Smack talk. And yet nobody said anything until he committed his crime. I would say that the victims' families have an extremely clear-cut case of a legal challenge to the city for their failure to be aware of what their own employee was doing. Wrongful death lawsuit. $100 million, $1 billion, just to wake people up. So they have a burden of responsibility there too, but that has never been mentioned. That's just my observation.
And is there something that could have been done in the community on a kind of a more grassroots level to be making sure that when families do hear that type of racism, that there's some place for them to go.
When we hear that type of stuff, I think it's very important. No, I don't think, I know it's very important. The families articulate with children amongst themselves that that type of language is not acceptable. When I hear parents even berating children with language that is not acceptable, I'm stunned. No, I'm not stunned. I'm just, damn. When does it get better? Well, it gets better when you take ownership for yourself. It will get better. Yes, I am an optimist. Yes, I am altruistic. Friends, my own children call me refer to me as an old hippie. Yeah, because it can be better. Peace is not the absence of war/violence, but the presence of love. And it starts here.
In your heart.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to me about this, and I wish you the best of luck with these dialogues.
Well, on a closing note, I don't think that luck has anything to do with it. We have to create the circumstance, we have to create the environment for change. Luck is when I hit the big 900 million Powerball. That's luck. In this scenario, we still create that circumstance. And to you, Melody, thank you for asking me to help you out like this.
I'm very glad you were able to make time. Thank you so much.
Yeah.